Your latest book is Satchel, although I understand there's another one that's coming off the presses very soon. Satchel, The Life and Times of an American Legend. I'm afraid for some of our younger listeners, they may not be totally keyed into who Satchel Paige was. Why don't you give us an overview of Satchel Paige and his life and his place in baseball?
Sure. There are two different parts of his life that I focus on, and I'll tell you about both of them. One is Satchel Paige, the baseball player. And he may have been the greatest pitcher ever to pick up a baseball. What is sure is that he pitched for more fans in more ballparks over more years with more flair than any pitcher has ever done in the 150-year history of baseball. And he did that mainly in the shadow world of what was called then the Negro Leagues. For your younger listeners particularly, they ought to know that starting a little bit after 1900, during the post-Civil War era we call Reconstruction, America's baseball world, like its world generally, was separated into two universes, one black and one white. That meant that blacks and whites had separate water fountains, they attended separate public schools, they had segregated seating on public transportation like buses and trains, and they generally operated in a second and inferior, poorly funded, and largely ignored universe, and that included baseball. So the reason listeners might not have heard of Satchel Paige is because instead of pitching in the major leagues, like the old-time greats Cy Young and Christy Mathewson and other more familiar pitchers were, Satchel played for 9/10 of his career in this underworld of the Negro Leagues.